1.2 billion people and one big problem. From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. Secretary of State John Kerry is in India today. It's a high-stakes visit because India is refusing to sign an important trade deal hours before deadline. The World Trade Organization says an agreement could add $1 trillion to the global economy. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports on what's at stake in these tricky economic talks.
India won't sign off on the World Trade Organization's agreement until the WTO revisits a separate issue. Alyssa Ayers is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
They believe progress on discussing food security is not moving as quickly as it should, and so they want to use what they see as leverage.
That leverage is the Thursday deadline for the WTO's trade facilitation agreement, which cuts the red tape on international trade. Boosters say the agreement could create as many as 21 million new jobs worldwide. Kimberly Elliott with the Center for Global Development likes the deal for other reasons.
I don't know how many jobs it's going to create, and I think the numbers are exaggerated, but I think it's critical that this agreement happens so that we have the system of international rules under the WTO.
She says the WTO helps protect small, developing countries which, unlike India, would otherwise be at the mercy of their more powerful trading partners. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Argentina is now in default after talks collapsed with American investors holding the country's bonds. It's the latest in a long legal battle with roots in Argentina's previous debt default in 2001. More fallout from the housing crisis, this time for Bank of America. It's tacking on another $1 billion to its growing bill for passing off garbage mortgages as smart investments. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is covering this. Mitchell, explain this fine that Bank of America is getting.
A federal judge has imposed a $1.3 billion civil penalty against B of A. Now, it's actually a result of bad mortgages that were sold onto the government loan guarantors. That's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac by Countrywide Financial, which B of A bought in 2008, just as the financial crisis was getting going. And that program of selling bad mortgages, it actually had a name inside Countrywide's corner offices. It was called The Hustle. Here's Chris Whalen at Kroll Bond Rating Agency.
The Hustle program was about selling as many loans as possible, as fast as possible, regardless of the defect of those loans.
This is the first time a jury trial has found a bank and also an individual banker guilty of fraud. Still, you know, a billion and change against the bank in civil penalties, it's a drop in the bucket. Cleaning up Countrywide's fraud has cost B of A about $55 billion in legal settlements so far. Give you a sense, that's more than 20 times what B of A paid to buy Countrywide in the first place.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thanks. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in global trading all across Europe. And yesterday on Wall Street, the S&P ended about where it began at 1970. The Dow lost 0.2% to end at 16,880. Commentators have a habit of blaming whole generations for various economic troubles. Millennials are in the crosshairs a lot lately, accused of everything from shackling the housing market to setting the stage for the next global crisis with their student loan debt. Baby boomers are getting abused too. Some market watchers worry that as they sell their stocks to pay for retirement, the whole market will sag. Marketplace senior economics contributor Chris Farrell joins us to talk about this. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark.
So it's fairly basic economics. There are lots of boomers. They will get older, sell lots of stock, and prices could go down. But you don't buy this idea of boomers crashing the stock market. Explain why.
I don't buy it at all. And there are a couple of reasons. One, the most important, Mark, boomers are going to work longer. Not all boomers, but many boomers are going to work well into the traditional retirement years. And so the boomers that are continuing to work, they're not going to be selling their stocks. I don't see this massive dump of stocks happening.
Now, we have to do a little disclosure here because I do believe you are one of these boomers we're talking about, a young one, right?
Well, yeah, I like that they just call me a young boomer. But yes, I am a boomer. I am a card-carrying member of the boomer generation.
So what do you think when you have economic commentators and folks out there hanging this picture of future stock market doom on your generation?
When you look at the numbers, Mark, the top 5% in our society own 77% of the equities owned by boomers. The wealthy tend to give away a lot of their stock. So again, you can make a story about you got all these boomers and they're not going to be able to sell. But when you actually start digging into what's going on in our society, you don't get this pressure on valuations.
Chris, let's broaden this beyond just the baby boomers, because right now there are many people looking at the rising stock market, they're looking at low volatility, and they're worried that things can't be so good for so long. And a lot of people are bracing for a big dip, whether it's because of the boomers or some other thing. How's the market looking overall?
Oh, that's a legitimate question. I mean, you had the Federal Reserve. You know, how are they going to unwind this quantitative easing? And, you know, how strong is the economy? And here's the other thing that it is really important for people to focus on. We live in a global economy. There is a growing global middle class. So guess what? The boomers are going to sell to the new middle class in the emerging markets. So again, don't worry about the boomers. Worry about what is Janet Yellen going to do?
But we'll be watching that and many other things. Chris Farrell, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
And finally, Russia is now under major sanctions from the U.S. and European Union because of the Ukraine situation. Now Russia is retaliating by blocking Ukrainian fruit juice, even the stuff that goes in children's drinks. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.